This is Sportsnet Today with Logan Gordon and Julian McKenzie on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a good opportunity for myself to be in this locker and be around these guys for the next month, hopefully more. And every time I get a chance to play, play my game and help the team win as many games as possible.
That is Dustin Wolf, who, yes, has a massive opportunity in front of him. After news Thursday, the Scotiabank Saddledome confirmed that Dan Vladar will miss the remainder of the regular season with hip surgery, leaving the Flames with a goaltending duo of Jacob Markstrom and Dustin Wolf. Welcome to Sportsnet Today. Happy Thursday. It's Logan Gordon and Julian McKenzie along with you on this Thursday in the Doug Lacey's Basement Systems downtown studios. What's up, J-Mac?
Doing all right, man. I got here just in time for start time.
We call that the Steinberg special.
Why do you guys call it the Steinberg special?
Because he swoops right in as the showtime rolls around and we're ready to go.
Jeez. Pat Steinberg is a really interesting fellow. I feel like I learn more about him doing this show than when I actually talk to him.
He's a mysterious gentleman, and that's what keeps everyone coming back. We've got lots to talk about on this Thursday. Goaltending news front and center for the Calgary Flames as they return to practice. Still two more days before they take to the ice against the Vancouver Canucks. But we'll dive into the storyline that Dan Vladar is done for the season and what that means going forward for the Calgary Flames. Hear from head coach Ryan Huska and both of the new new duo, Jacob Markstrom and Dustin Wolf, addressing the media on Thursday. So we'll hear from both of them about their new situations going forward. Plus Thursday's meeting to check in with our pal Adnan Virk. Weird stuff going on with Shohei Ohtani and an interpreter and gambling money and
conspiracy.
So we'll see what's going on with Shohei and all that money in LA as he's off to a very strange start to his Dodgers career there in Korea, kicking things off. Major League Baseball season's technically underway, although spring training still continues for most teams. So we'll get into that with Virk coming up a little bit later on. Our producers on this Thursday, Shan and Cam, locking things down here in the Doug Lacey's Basement Systems downtown studios. Again, for our friends at Doug Lacey's Basement Systems, are you worried about radon? They install custom mitigation systems to reduce your risk. To find out more, visit dlbasementsystems.com for a free estimate. Fan feedback line open to you at 960-960. We would love to hear from you on this Thursday. If you're listening live, feel free to shoot us a text at 960-960. So we're back on the practice ice Thursday. Julian, the Flames, after 2 days off, are back. They're getting set for the Vancouver Canucks and the Buffalo Sabres this weekend. And we had a bit of a surprise waiting for us on Thursday. Dustin Wolf still with the team, and no sign of Dan Vladar. We would find out later that Dan Vladar will undergo season-ending hip surgery. Jacob Markstrom is on track to return from his injury Saturday, and now the rest of the season belongs to the tandem of Jacob Markstrom and Dustin Wolf, one we haven't seen a lot of so far this season, but the one that's going to remain for us as the Flames close out the remainder of this regular season. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news today?
Tough for Dan Vladar, who, you can look at his stats and make your judgment off of how his performances have been. Still a guy, still a goaltender, still somebody in that locker room that guys like. So I think a lot of guys, in particular Dustin and Jacob, they went out of their way to say some good things about Dan. And again, I've mentioned he's a good guy in that room, and that's tough to hear that his season's over and he's going to have to deal with his hip, essentially. But if you are a Flames fan and you are wanting to see Dustin Wolf play more games down the stretch and see more of what you have, you definitely like the last week of games where he got those three back-to-back starts, and now he gets to stay up with the big club playing in a tandem role with Jacob Markstrom until the end of the season. I think if you're Dustin Wolf, who you know, had to go through the whole back and forth of being up with the Flames for a little bit and then being sent back down to the American Hockey League. And then months later, getting the call up again, all the while you're still trying to adjust to being around NHL players, taking shots from NHL shooters, and working on your depth being in the net and hanging around the crease. You've liked the last few days where you've been able to see some consistency in that regard, and you like the fact that you get to stick around at least through to the end of the season and get more acclimated to that NHL life. And obviously, if you're Jacob Markstrom, we know he's a competitor. We know he's a gamer. He obviously wants to be back there. And we heard earlier in the week that he would try to get some skating in and try to be on track to return for the game against the Canucks this weekend. You like it if you're Jacob Markstrom. Obviously, you feel for your brother and Dan Vladar if you're Markstrom or Wolf. But for the Flames' future, that's probably the biggest thing out of this. Dustin Wolf gets more time between now and the end of the season to really show his mettle and to really develop, add to his development curve here at the NHL level.
Yeah, it's interesting because I remember going back to trade deadline and there was, of course, the sentiment of, you know, at the time, what happens if Jacob Markstrom goes out? You know, are we going to see Dan Vladar and Dustin Wolf down the stretch? And it's unfortunate for sure. And you don't ever like the opportunity coming at the expense of someone else getting hurt, but it's the reality of the sport. It's the reality of pro sports. And that's somehow how guys do get their biggest opportunities. And I think that's how you have to look at it. If you're the Calgary Flames, that, yes, it's unfortunate that Dan Vladar won't be able to return this season, but you do get an extended look at Dustin Wolf. And he's given you some of his best hockey as an NHLer recently. And you get an idea, at least now, to see what a Markstrom-Wolf pairing might look like. Again, I don't know what the feasibility of that is. I don't know what Jacob's level of, you know, we'll hear from him on his future in a little bit here and what he thinks right now. I don't know how to quantify how I feel like his long-term future is with this group.
Yeah, it's really difficult to measure.
But at least you get an idea, right, of how the two are going to work together at a fairly long-term pattern. Right? You get a little over a month of them together and to kind of see how that chemistry works between the two, because it is an important one. I do think that, especially for Dustin Wolf's development, having the right guy with him is going to make a lot of difference, right? And I've Absolutely. Said this before. Jacob Markstrom is paid to win hockey games, and he's paid to be the best player he can be. Nowhere in his contract does it say that he has to be a great mentor to Dustin Wolf, or that he has to help the guy that's taking his long-term job in Calgary along. So you don't, unless Craig's had that conversation with him, I still wonder about that.
So what I'll say about that is I got to talk to Dustin Wolf a couple weeks ago, and Dustin, I mean, I think you'll hear from him today. He said some really good things about Dan Vladar, but he definitely looks at Jacob and he definitely takes things from his game and his competitive fire. Like, that was a big thing that I took away from talking to Dustin in terms of what he was able to gather from being around Jacob Markstrom in the time that he was around him. So for this next stretch of games, you know, obviously he gets to see him play, but that's really going to be the best opportunity for Dustin to really figure out how Jacob's mind works with regards to his competitive fire, rising to the occasion for games at any point. And for Dustin, again, with that development curve, like, every bit of experience being around those guys is beneficial for him. So while a Vladar-Wolf tandem, maybe we see that next year, who knows what Markstrom's future will be, there's going to be a lot of learning for Dustin in this situation, learning from Jacob Markstrom as the number one guy who, hey, he's out there, he wants to win games. He's a gamer, he's a competitor. We've established that already. And if you've heard enough of his post-game scrums or pre-game scrums, you know he's about that life too. So I think in terms of a learning experience, while there's definitely been things he's learned from Dan Vladar, there's probably no better person among all the Flames goalies for Dustin to learn from right now, this minute, than Jacob.
How many games does Dustin Wolf get down the stretch?
How many games do we have remaining right now? The Calgary Flames have played 68. We have 14 games.
Two back-to-backs. This weekend and then in California.
So you can
mid-April.
Okay, so you know for sure there's at least two there. I mean,
and almost everything from now until the end of the season is game day off, game day off. There's 1 2-day break in April, and that's it. Literally, once we're past this weekend, it's game day off for the Calgary Flames.
Is seven fine? Is that too low? Is that too high? I could see them splitting. Like, if this team is out of it, yeah, Jacob Markstrom's going to want to play. But if Dustin Wolf plays like anything like what he's played before, like, or you know what? This team has, you'll hear from Ryan Huska too, I'm sure. They know the number one goalie is. It's definitely going to be Jacob Markstrom. He's going to get to play as many games. But, I mean.
My initial thought was five. Five was
my first number. And then I thought, if Dustin Wolf is still playing well and the team is out of it, is there a world where he gets two more games on top of five? Five was my first number, but I wondered if seven would be it. Would five be the over-under number?
Yeah, I think you probably set it at...
You set it at five and you go over... Yeah, 5.5, you go over or under.
Yeah, that's probably what I would...
Okay.
Because I think...
If he plays more than seven, I'd be surprised.
For sure. I'd like to see a split. Like, I think if you're the Calgary Flames and you're being honest, I think you'd like to see a split.
Yeah.
But I think you also understand, like we've talked about a few times, the personality and the... want to be out there as much as possible for a guy like Jacob Markstrom and how hard that is sometimes to deny, especially for a team that's looking to, let's be honest, maintain, you know, a sense of meaningful hockey down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's, I think that's important, whether or not we think the Flames are alive or not, until that final day comes and the mass says they can't get in. They're going to tell us that they believe and that they still want to make that push. So I imagine that comes with a fair number of Jacob Markstrom starts in there too, still.
Yeah, I think 5-7 is, I think if Flames fans get to see Dustin Wolf between that range, we'll call it a range of 5-7.
I like that.
That should be satisfactory. Anything more, you're thinking, whoa, did Jacob Markstrom get hurt again? Or just this team has truly thrown the towel on the season and it's just about getting whatever games they can get for Dustin. 5-7 should be ideal.
Let's hear from the two goaltenders that will now take the reins down the stretch for the Calgary Flames, starting with Jacob Markstrom. He, of course, has missed the last handful of games for the Calgary Flames, but is back skating with the group and on track to start Saturday against his former team, the Vancouver Canucks. Talks about the process of coming back from this injury and the new tandem that he'll form with Dustin Wolf down the stretch for the Calgary Flames. Here is Jacob Markstrom following practice Thursday at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome.
Jacob, maybe just start with what it's like to get back with the guys here this morning and get a full skate in.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good feeling. It's obviously, it's not fun to be on the sideline and, watching the games on TV and not being out there and battling. So it was it's a good feeling to be out there and practicing again.
Maybe just, I guess, the way the schedule kind of works out here, a couple of days off for the team, but just to have a couple of practices here again before getting back in action on Saturday, does that kind of help get everything, you know, back in the swing of things before the game?
I think, the team here and the medical team and everybody was, put up a plan, and this is just kind of how it worked out, and it was, obviously good timing of everything, getting some extra time and extra practice days. Not often you have two practice days in a row, so it was good.
Jacob, are we talking about something that's been bugging you for a while and just required some rest, or can you shed any light on that?
No, not really any light, as per usual.
How do you support a guy like Dan Vladar, obviously, to be heard the tough news in this season?
Yeah, I mean, he's a warrior. He's been battling this for quite some while, and it's out now that he's going to get some work done and fix this this problem he has, and seeing what he's been through the last few years, and how he battled, and never complains, and he's always happy and practicing hard. So it's you know, obviously it's you know, big picture, this is a good thing, and hopefully, you know, he gets some time to recover, and you know, he's going to feel great when everything is said and done.
As a goalie and seeing him battle through, like, what, how difficult can that be, knowing how important that part of the body is to your...
Yeah, well, it's you know, that, like, you know, everyone, not only goalies but players too, it's obviously, you know, you see a lot more stuff that doesn't come out to you guys and doesn't come out to the public or the fans that guys go through, and it's you know, you want to see those guys succeed and play good, and you know, then at some point, you know, Vladar, I don't think he never want to miss any games or any practices, and you know, you kind of have to be told that, you know, you're sideline, and you know, still then it's frustrating, but like I said, he's been battling his behind off, and you know, it's he's been awesome for our group, and you know, get this fixed, and hopefully he come back and can, you know, elevate his game even more.
Is it a little bit different for dynamic with Dustin now, a young kid? Like, do you feel like you're sort of a mentor in a weird way here?
No, I feel the same age as my partner, so it's good for me. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
What did you see out of Dustin Wolf in his last three starts here?
No, it's good. Obviously, you know, it's you know, he's showing everyone that he can stop the puck, and he's playing great hockey for years now. So it's obviously, you know, I know the transition is you know, it's not, it's a different game, and it takes time. And you know, for me, it took kind of, you know, almost 10 years to kind of figure everything out. And it's you know, you got to play games to get better and to learn. And you know, I think you know, he's been doing great when he comes in here and play.
We haven't chatted with you for a while. Is it a relief to have the deadline and speculation and everything that comes with it in the rear view?
It's been a relief not talking to you guys. Yeah. Yeah, we look forward now.
Did you end up talking to Craig after, just to have that unfolded?
Huge game Saturday, big practice tomorrow.
Do you see yourself with the organization here?
Huge practice tomorrow. I, you know, we got to look forward now. You know, everyone in this room is going to be here now, and you know, I got a contract 2 more years, and you know, I'm just excited to be back playing.
What do you make of the wild card chase right now, given your position? There's a couple teams between you and Vegas as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all we can do is just play every night and, you know, compete and try to win. And you know, as long as there is a chance, there is a chance, and you know, everything could happen. So you know, we got great leaders in this locker room, and you know, everybody got to pick up a shovel and you know, start digging.
When you talk about it took you 10 years to sort of maybe figure out the position at this level, like, is there a way you can share some of that with Dustin that might fast forward the process for him at all?
Well, I think it's a lot mental than, you know, than people think. It's, you know, kind of how the game is, because you know, even now, like, you know, I go through stretches where I feel like the game is so fast, and then, you know, when I feel good and have success in my play, the game is really slow, and it's you know, you're in position and just waiting for it. So it's kind of the read of the pace of the game and trying to stay ahead of it the whole time.
How would you like to see, this is a crazy question to ask you because you always want to play, but how would you like to see the starts dispersed over the last little while? You still want to be the number one guy?
I mean, that's up to Husk, obviously, and you know, it's you know, we can't really look that much further. We don't have that luxury. We gotta, you know, win this game Saturday and then see what the other teams do.
There you go. That's Jacob Markstrom. First time hearing from him in a little while, coming off of an injury, on pace to start for the Calgary Flames Saturday when they are in Vancouver to take on the Canucks. Part of a back-to-back, home and away, or away and home, I guess, for the Flames in Vancouver Saturday, and then back home for a quick one-game stop at the Dome to take on the Buffalo Sabres. Anything jump out at you hearing from Jacob other than the fact that he didn't miss us as much as we thought he might?
That's not a surprise. I was curious about the response. I have to admit, I was in the scrum, and then partway through I had to leave because of a one-on-one that was going on for me, but I was just intrigued at his response about his future, about the fact he has a contract 2 more years, and he's here, he's happy to play now. I mean, let's be real. I think Jacob Markstrom's future, in combination with what Craig Conroy decides to do with this roster this offseason, those are going to be the two biggest storylines for this team going forward. And we'll see what happens this summer. We'll see what happens at the draft. We'll see what happens when free agency period opens up. But I think when we're sitting in these chairs in June, days before the draft or around free agency period, we're going to be talking about Jacob Markstrom's future. We're going to be talking about whether or not the New Jersey Devils still have interest in the goaltender, as was reported out there ahead of the trade deadline. And for that response to come through, I don't think there's anything from it. It's just that just made me think of what's to come over the next few months.
Dustin Wolf now remains with the Calgary Flames for the rest of this season and has a big opportunity in front of him to finally find himself as a full-time NHLer. Took a while, but now number 32 is in a tandem with Jacob Markstrom going forward. He also spoke to the media on Thursday about just what the last couple weeks have been like for him and the opportunity going forward for the rest of the season with the Flames.
Unfortunate news about Dan. That's not how you look at this opportunity.
I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a good opportunity for myself to be in this locker and be around these guys for the next month, hopefully more. And every time I get a chance to play, play my game and help the team win as many games as possible.
So much of the goalie dynamic obviously happens behind the scenes. You know, you're coming in and Dan's job is one of the ones you're trying to take, and yet he's trying to kind of support you along the way. Can you just describe, as he gets some bad news today, how he's helped you along?
Yeah, he's been outstanding. You know, each and every one of them, between Vladdy and Marky, both of them. Anytime I've been up, they've been, just like best friends. And, in my shoes, I want to support them the best I can, just like Vladdy has all year to Markey. And, I know they're going to do the very same when I get my opportunities as well. So, goalies are a goalie union for a reason. And, it definitely takes a village to make sure we're all together.
What are some things you've learned from being around Dan Vladar?
I mean, he's always got a smile on his face. He's a battler and competitor. He works his butt off each and every day, and that's something I can take for sure. Is nothing's given here. You got to work and earn your opportunities, and I think he's done. He's every time I've been up here, he's played some outstanding hockey, and it's certainly been fun to watch.
Can you just give a sense of being around the team for the rest of the season, games, practices, in the room the entire way? Just how important that could be for your development?
Yeah, obviously that's. This is the place I want to be as much as I possibly can. And, I've kind of been up and down a lot all the year, so there hasn't been a whole lot of time to adjust to where my feet are at. And, this is definitely the opportunity I've been hoping and waiting for. And, now it's the chance to take advantage of it.
Does it make you feel more settled in some level? You know you're here for a month. This is where you're going to be.
Yeah, I think there's a little more certainty. Granted, you never want to see a guy go down for injury, and I've been through it in my past, and that's the unfortunate thing of the sport is you put your body through some incredible things, and I'm wishing him every bit of the best and hope he comes back stronger, and obviously it'll be good to compete with him again.
Both you and Markstrom have mentioned his sort of toughness, that he's just been a warrior for this organization.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not easy not playing a ton. Marky's an absolute horse in there. He plays physically as many games as his body can handle. And, it's a battle and a grind coming to the rink and putting in the extra hours on the ice and making sure you're physically ready and mentally ready for when your opportunity does come. So give him a lot of props for that. He's done an outstanding job, and now it's my opportunity to try to fill those shoes.
What can you learn from a guy who's been around and is playing at the level that Jacob is?
I mean, he's a world-class goaltender for a reason. He's, in my mind, probably top five in the league, and the way he handles himself off the ice is super important, and I think that's a big reason why he's played so long in this league, and I'm sure he'll play many more years, and I'm super excited to be around him each and every day for the next month and kind of pick apart his game and see what works super well for him. And granted, I don't have the structure that he does, but try to learn as much as I can.
How has your time being around the team now and what other time you'll get after, how has that helped you in terms of getting adjusted to NHL shooters and everything else that comes with being an NHL player compared to playing in the AHL?
Yeah, I mean, every time you go up and down, there's a few days of adjustment period of, you've got different caliber players, and granted, these are the best players in the world up here, and that's exactly where you want to be. You want to be playing against the best, and I think there's always learning opportunities, whether you win games or if you lose games. There's always chances to build upon, each and every day. And, every day I come in here, I learn something new about the team, about, a teammate, of how I can better myself as a player and a person. And I think that's the fun part about it.
Dustin, you mentioned off the ice Markstrom, how he conducts himself. Like, what specifically off the ice can a young guy like you take from a veteran like that?
I mean, he's pretty structured in how he goes about his routines and his days. Any goalie that has a long tenured career in the league, if you're not structured, you're not setting yourself up for the best. But that's exactly what he does. He makes sure he comes to the rink, makes sure his body is in the right condition, and obviously it shows in the ice. He's been outstanding out there, and now I get to watch it from close up.
Dustin Wolf checking in with the media on Thursday. He forms a new tandem with Jacob Markstrom going forward after Dan Vladar will undergo season-ending hip surgery and now a full-time NHLer, Julian, at least for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and look, the Washington game, I get it. Some goals, not really his fault. Maybe one was his fault. Not the best performance, but those performances against Vegas and Montreal, I think you saw a guy who was settling in a little bit more to being in an NHL net, adapting to NHL shooters. I thought the quality of chances that he was getting a little bit more difficult than what he was normally used to. The Washington game, the team didn't necessarily play perfect. And then when you're up against one of the greatest goal scorers who ever lived, it's going to be a tough time. But as we were talking about earlier, trying to figure out how many games he could play in this next little stretch here, all the ice time he gets, all the practice time that he gets, that is going to contribute everything to his development. He needs it.
We'll take a break, come back on the other side, hear from head coach Ryan Huska. He's got an interesting situation now ahead of him, how to split starts between Jacob Markstrom and Dustin Wolf the rest of the way while still maintaining some importance for these games down the stretch for the Calgary Flames. More on the Flames following a practice at the Scotiabank Saddledome when we come back to Sportsnet today here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. All right, more on the Calgary Flames as they're back at practice on Thursday, getting set for two on the weekend in Vancouver and then back home to take on the Buffalo Sabres. All goalie talk to kick things off, Julian, with the news of Dan Vladar's season-ending hip surgery and now the new tandem of Markstrom-Wolf going forward. We set the over-under at 5.5 starts for Dustin Wolf. See if the text line agrees. 960-960, 14 games remaining for the Calgary Flames, two back-to-backs, and only one stretch of 2 days in between games. So at 960-960, if you're listening live, over or under 5.5 starts for Dustin Wolf in the remaining 14 games for the Calgary Flames. We'll jump into the text line coming up in just a little bit, but should note as well, Thursday's practice also saw the return of Connor Zary. He was back on that line with Kadri and Pospisil, but not sure if we'll see him on Saturday yet. We'll hear from head coach Ryan Huska coming up in a little bit.
Yeah. It's just good that Zary was able to be back at practice. We know what he's been able to do on that line with Kadri and Pospisil this year, some of the skill that he was able to display. Something of note, too, at practice, not only was he skating just around regularly with guys, but they also put him on one of the power play units as well. So at the very least, he's starting to get back up to speed with some of the different things he was normally doing when he was healthy. you'll hear from Huska about where exactly he'll be at, but I don't want to spoil anything. I feel like since we're going to play the audio, I might as well not spoil it. But I'll say that seeing him at practice today, he looked decent, and he got that power play time, which normally you look at and you think, okay, he's starting to get himself back up to speed.
And it'll be good to get him back. It's too bad. It's been a little bit of a bump in what otherwise has been a really outstanding rookie season for Connor Zary. And yeah, it's too bad because this has kind of lingered on longer than we thought it would. We initially thought, okay, it's just a minor thing. We'd heard from Ryan Huska asking him about it when the injury initially happened, and then he missed practice. And, oh, you know, we're just being cautious. We're being careful with it. And, you know, day to day is kind of stretched into week to week here for Connor Zary. And you'd certainly love for him to get back in the lineup before it's all said and done, and it'd be a big boost for the Calgary Flames. It does make me wonder if Matt Coronato doesn't get sent back down to the Wranglers sooner than later here, just given the fact that he's been operating as one of the extra forwards now with Walker Duehr. And as we know, you know, if it's not a top nine spot for Coronato, it feels like the better spot for development is with the Wranglers playing full-time, but we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, no sense putting him on a fourth line. You want Matthew Coronato on an offensive unit. You want him with good passers and good playmakers. You want to take advantage of that shot when you're able to take advantage of that shot. And if you're not able to do it in the Flames' regular lineup, you're better off doing what you did with Jakob Peltier a couple days ago. Send him to the Wranglers. Let him get back up to speed. Let him play meaningful minutes. Plus, I mean, Peltier and Coronato are playoff eligible anyway, so they were headed down to the minors anyway. But, any opportunity for them to play in some quality minutes at some level in the pros, it's to their benefit.
Again, well, we'll hear from head coach Ryan Huska. The news of the day, Dan Vladar out for the rest of the season with hip surgery. Leave Jacob Markstrom and Dustin Wolf as the goaltending tandem down the stretch for the Flames. Me and Julian have come up with a number of 5.5 starts for Dustin Wolf over these remaining 14 games for the Calgary Flames. Agree or disagree? 960-960 on the fan feedback line. We'd love to hear from you. We'll dive into the text line after hearing from the head coach. I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. The Flames have been off, getting some rest and relaxation in. It's been late in the season. Head coach Ryan Huska on a number of topics, including his goaltending going forward.
I'm sure it's a little early to say, and you go game by game, but any idea how you're going to disperse the starts from now until the end of the season for your goalies?
Well, they'll both play. I mean, what we do know is Markey, if everything stays according to plan right now, we'll play our next game. So that's kind of where we're at. Other than that, both guys will play.
Okay. Still tough news for Dan to obviously have the surgery. Just your thoughts on not hearing that he's going to be done for the season?
Yeah, that's a tough one for sure. I mean, when you get into that situation, you want the best for him. And I think the reason why he gets done now is really about that. So he'll be ready in time for next year. So it allows him to get his season off to a proper start. So all that stuff kind of comes into play with it. But it's hard on guys because they want to be in the net in his situation more often than not. He's had a couple tough starts lately in regards to how the team played in front of him. But once this is done, I know he's going to come back better and stronger from it.
Right. And usually with goalies, a hip isn't a spur of the moment thing. Is this something Dan's been trying to kind of play through for a while?
I think every goaltender has hip issues. The way they play, I can't even bend that way. And I think over time for a goaltender, there's wear and tear along it. So it is not anything that just happens that, bang, there's his injury. When you look at goaltenders' hip injuries, those are things that they deal with for a while.
When we talked to Jacob, it felt like he wanted to emphasize the respect he had for just what a warrior Dan has been for this team. Is that a respect, I guess, that's shared?
Well, for sure, and that's the hockey player, whether it's we're talking about Dan right now, but there's a lot of players that play through a lot of things, and a lot of sports guys won't do that, but in this one, that's what people do. So whether it's something broken and guys play through it, or things aren't right daily, and it's just what players do, and he is no different in that situation. I thought he gave us some great starts along the way this year as well.
What specifically do you want Dustin Wolf to learn from Jacob Markstrom over this final stretch?
There's nothing really specific. I mean, the opportunity to watch a true number one NHL goaltender on a daily basis is the biggest thing for him, because everything's kind of platooned over the last little while. A lot of teams have the 1A, 1B, if they want to call it that, where there's only a handful of teams that have that actual number one goaltender. We have one in Jacob, so he has an opportunity to see how he approaches his work on a game day, his work on a practice day. All those things come into play for him. And then other than that, when he gets his starts, he wants to make sure he keeps proving to himself that he is a guy that should be getting more games. And that's what it really comes down to.
Ryan, for Dustin to be here the last month of the season and practice with an NHL team every day and get some games, development-wise, what could that do for him?
Well, I mean, he's done everything he's been asked to do at every level moving up. Same in the American League. There's no different. Now at this level, there is a difference between the shooters here and the shooters at the American League level. So now he has an opportunity to be around that for longer consistently, and he's going to get himself into more games as well. So we have three good goaltenders. Four. I mean, we don't often talk about our other goaltender that's going to carry a lot of the work in with the Wranglers. But it's opportunity, and sometimes with injuries, doors open a little bit, and then it's up to him now to make sure he makes good on the opportunity.
Is Connor's area option to you now? Has he been cleared for everything?
No, we're still listing him as day-to-day. So we're hopeful that he's going to be ready to play, but he is still listed as day-to-day.
What have you missed in the last eight games without Connor in the lineup?
There's the line, I feel like, with Cads and his two young fellas that he plays with there. Connor, when he has the puck on a stick, he makes things happen. And a lot of times when you're looking to possess the puck a little bit more often than not, he holds on to it quite a bit, and the chemistry that he has with his line. The second thing, like, Connor did a good job on our power play, whether he's on that second unit or on our first unit. I think he's learned how to be a pretty good half-wall player, and that's only going to keep getting better for him the more he plays. So those would be the two things I think we've missed from not having him in the lineup.
As this team gets younger, having a guy like AJ Greer, who, you know, his career as a professional has had ups and downs, lots of time in the AHL, but he's continued to work at it and has, you know, emerged as a full-time NHLer here. I guess the wisdom that he's sort of built, can that be important for the young players to see?
I think the best thing that AJ is going to bring for our team is a lot of times when a young guy comes up, they all come up as offensive players, and AJ was no different. And you find out over your time in the NHL, whether it's short or long, that maybe I'm not that much of an offensive player anymore, and you have to be willing to change your role a little bit. So he's gone through all of that, whether it's trying to get himself to the NHL, whether it's in the American League. He had to figure out a way to make himself an NHL player on a daily basis, and he's done that. So I think when you have someone that understands what a young guy goes through, how they maybe have to change their game at certain time, I think it just makes it easier for if someone has questions or how did you get yourself to this point, then he's a guy that can answer those questions.
With Rooney, Greer, and Hunt now on that fourth line, do those three guys play to the identity that you want from that group?
Sure. I mean, we need a line that's going to be a hard forechecking line. And I think when they play together, they have a good understanding of what they are. And I've said it all along, though, it doesn't matter if, like last game, Matty Coronato played there. I think Matty's done well in that situation as well. I don't think of Matty as a long-term fourth-line player, but part of his development is understanding the different roles along the way. So those guys have a good understanding of how they're going to have to play when they're together. So if that's the way that line shakes out when it comes to Saturday night, then that will be our expectation for sure.
Sure, we all look outside in Calgary, and like a weekend in Vancouver sounds pretty nice right now. You guys are going a little bit early. What was the thinking behind just
this stretch of time off that we had? I felt like when we looked at this at the beginning portion of the year, it was, could we try to do something there with the team to get them together? And this was something that kind of worked out for us to be able to do it. That's really what it comes down to, is getting the guys together.
Do you like the weather?
No, not the weather.
Do you feel, as you guys go to Vancouver, like, do you feel that you have a good sense of where Kuzmenko fits here or have the illness, you know, the time he's missed, has that maybe kind of stalled that process?
I don't think it stalled it. I think we have a good sense of what he brings to the table. It's now a matter of finding ways to get him to do it consistently. So that's we understand who he is and what type of player he is now, without a doubt, where he's best suited and the positions that we have to put him in. Now it's about connecting the dots so he's really consistent in what we're looking for.
For that team bonding, like, do you have any plans? Like, what's the team going to be doing with that extra day together?
We practice tomorrow in Vancouver, so I'm sure they'll have a dinner together tonight, and then some of the coaches will go watch the game tonight as well.
Ryan Huska, head coach of the Calgary Flames, checking in after practice on Thursday. Lots with the head coach there, Julian. Guys coming back, yep. Guys that have come back the last mm-hmm. couple games, and A.J. Greer.
Mm-hmm.
The goaltending situation, obviously, front and foremost for a lot of people today. And I think fair to, you know, Ryan Huska, that I don't think the coach playing, like, I don't think they plan 2 weeks out.
No.
You know, hey, he's going to get this start or this. You know, I think that's part of Jason LaBarbera and Jordan Sigalet's duties to kind of plan things out and map things out a little bit more and assist the coach in that. But, you know, for us to go to Ryan today and say, hey, what's the plan going forward with those two guys? Hard for him to give anybody an answer to that, because I don't think even he really knows how it's going to go. I'm sure he has an idea, but I don't think it's set in stone by any means.
A lot of this will go on feel, right?
Yep.
If Jacob Markstrom has himself a good game, let's say in a world he plays on Saturday, maybe get Dustin Wolf to play the second game against Buffalo on the Sunday. But then you go back to, you got games on the road coming up. I think Chicago and St. Louis were in that road trip. Like, Markstrom, you run him for games on the road trip. You brought up a good point earlier with the fact that they're still mathematically alive for the playoffs. And if something should happen, say like St. Louis falls off or Minnesota falls off and Vegas just continues to hang around and you find yourself in a position where you're still fighting, I mean, we heard from Huska that Jacob Markstrom's the number one guy. The expectation would then be that Jacob Markstrom would take those starts and keep this team afloat, as he's done throughout this season, right? So yeah, it you're right. It is exactly impossible to accurately predict. I mean, even though we are trying to through soliciting your text here at 960-960. But for the coaching staff, I can understand that it will be a little bit difficult for them to map out every single start. That being said, they know they have Dustin Wolf up here. They know that he needs as many reps as possible. He will get the time. You mentioned the back-to-back starts, the back-to-back games that the Flames will be able to play. There's at least two over the next 14 games. It's entirely possible that, you know, Dustin Wolf will get time beyond those games too, and it won't just be Jacob Markstrom playing the next 12 of 14 for this team. But we'll see how it goes for the schedule too and their playoff hopes.
More at 960-960. How much do you want to see Dustin Wolf down the stretch for the Calgary Flames? And I just want to make note too, I think it's also going to be good for Dustin just period to be around the team, be it NHL
yep.
shooting,
yep.
you know, practices, game in, game out. All of that too has really gone into why I wasn't overly critical of what we'd seen from him earlier, and you and me talked about that because, you know, we did shows after that San Jose game, and there was, he's too small, he's never going to get it, this is a waste of time, blah, 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 and I just, you and me had that conversation, I remember it a couple of weeks ago, and you and me were both like, how can you make a determination 6 games into his career, and it had been such an inconsistent 6 games, where it was like, hey, practice or morning skate here, start back to the Wranglers, couple, you know, weeks go by, you're back up with the Flames. Now I think you can actually start to see on a consistent basis how he practices, how he handles NHL shooters. And guys like Dustin Wolf, who have had such success at every level, they feed off of that sort of stuff, and they only get better with more reps like that. And I think he's going to enjoy having that on a consistent basis for the rest of the season too.
And you hear him after all these losses say that there's something for him to learn, and he tries his best to apply what there is to learn in these games. And yeah, you can try in some ways to apply that at the HL level, but when the quality of opposition isn't at that NHL level, it's kind of difficult to measure how well you're doing in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
In the NHL now, we see how he is with tracking and reading plays. You know, maybe he needs a little bit more time, or the team needs to figure out a way for him to figure out higher shots that come at him when they come high up. But at least in terms of stuff down low, from what we've seen, like he's good. He's able to track those shots. He's able to read plays. He's able to make saves on some of the best players in the world. Yeah, he got scored on by Cole Caulfield and Alexander Ovechkin, but he did get saves on those players too in those wins, in those games over the last few days for him. So for him to be in a situation where, you know, we got called up ahead of that Colorado game, he got to play in relief, he's had all this time with the big club, he's still going to get that time now, as opposed to getting called up, hanging around for a practice or two, getting sent back, getting called up, hadn't played an NHL game in 2 months, because mm-hmm. I think that was the case for the San Jose game. Hey, if he won that game, we would have been like, hey, good for him that he was able to get it. But he lost that game. And we would go back to that. We could tell how much that hurt. And I think I brought it up earlier this week when I was on with you. But I'm still thinking about that Washington loss. And I still think the way Dustin composed himself after that, that is a noticeable change from that San Jose game. I get it. Emotional night for him. That's not a loss that any of those guys on that team wanted. And no one really played that well that night. But to see Wolf just not be as emotional, be a little bit more composed, showing a little bit more humor after getting scored on by Alexander Ovechkin and being told he was the 174th different goaltender he's allowed goals from Alexander Ovechkin. Like, he handled that well. And that's part of the development curve, too. Like, Dustin Wolf's going to win some games. He's going to lose some games at the NHL level. And it's all in how he takes whatever lessons from those games, takes whatever he could take from those games and apply it to the next one, or have that mindset where whatever game happened, and you move on to the next one. You know, with Ryan Huska, it's a new day. Every day you show up to the rink and you just kind of move on from there. So there's a lot that Dustin Wolf still has to take in order for him to be a finished product at the NHL level. And this next little stretch is going to help him towards that.
He's Julian McKenzie, my co-host on Sportsnet Today. We'll take a break, come back on the other side. Thursdays, of course, mean a chat with our pal Adnan Virk. We got lots to get to with AV. Spring training wrapping up across the major leagues. Regular season baseball technically already underway in Korea.
I can't wait, man. This season's already underway. I mean, we'll get to the Shohei Ohtani thing, but like all these other teams just getting it in, just trying to get to that World Series, man. We're going to talk about the Jays, obviously, because
yep.
Rogers. But man, just I love baseball. I can't wait to go to a baseball game this year. I don't know how many baseball games you get in a year, but like one of my favorite things now these last few years is just going somewhere, buying a ticket to a baseball game, and hanging out at a ballpark. I love it.
And we'll also talk about Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter gambling money, question mark?
Conspiracy!
What exactly is going on with that whole situation? And more from you on the text line. We'll take a look at a busy NHL schedule as well. 11 games on this Thursday night in March. So we'll get to all of that and more. It's Sportsnet Today. Logan Gordon, Julian McKenzie along with you on this Thursday here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.